Glory to God. How many can hear me in the back? Okay. That's good? What's that, Brother Chet? That's good? Okay. Hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. How many actually remember to set your clocks up? How many just made a mistake? Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Nevertheless, we made it. Amen. We made it. I had this little song in my spirit. What did I do with my note? You can open up your Bibles. We were last week, I think we were dealing with it's in Genesis. The 37th chapter, I'm pretty sure. I'm supposed to finish up this morning. Genesis, the 39th chapter, dealing with Joseph. Amen. And you can help me sing this little chorus this morning. Can just lift your hands all over the auditorium. Just lift your hands if you can. Hallelujah. It's a sign of submissiveness and submission unto God. As we submit ourselves unto you, Lord, as you have your way in our lives this morning, as we praise you and we glorify you for being our great God, for keeping us and protecting us, Lord God, in all the things that we do, all the things we go through, all the things we're subjected to. We thank you this morning, and we honor you for just being God. Not because of who you are or what you do for us, but because of just being God. That's more than enough, Father, so we praise you for it. And we thank you right now, and we give you praise. Come on and put your hands together and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You deserve the glory and the honor as we lift our hands in worship just to magnify your name. You deserve the glory and the honor. As we lift our hands in worship, just to magnify your name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor as we lift our hands in worship just to magnify your name. You deserve the glory and the honor as we lift our hands in worship just to magnify your name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you, Lord. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you, Lord. There is no one else like you. For you are great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. There is no like Jesus. There is no one else like you, Lord. No, Lord. There is no one. 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 No one. No one. There is no one. No one. No one. There. Thank you this morning, because there's no one else like you. Ah, there's no one with your love, no one with your compassion, no one with your grace, your favor. We magnify you this morning because there's no one, and you deserve all the honor. You deserve all the praise. You deserve all the worship this morning. Lord God, and every day, Lord God, you deserve it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah, yes. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hey, yeah, yes. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. You deserve the praise. You deserve it all, yes. Oh, Lordy, 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 Lordy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor this morning and tell them, and the Lord made it to prosper. Look at somebody else and tell them the same thing. And the Lord made it to prosper. We didn't, he didn't, she didn't, but the Lord made it to prosper. Amen. That's what gets me excited, because it doesn't matter what's going on or how it's going. God will do what? God will make it prosper. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some more praise this morning. Thank you, Brother Tony, Brother Darius. Amen. Hallelujah. Last week we were in Genesis. I think we stopped in the 39th chapter, if I remember. We were dealing with Joseph as what he was going through. He had just been moved into the house. He was still a captive, but he was moved into the house, letting you know that whatever's trying to hold you captive, God can still move you up. Amen. Whatever's trying to keep you bound can't keep you bound, because God can take that's binding you and move you up with it until you can shake it free. That means that whatever you're going through, the enemy can't stop you from being blessed. He might hinder, he might block, but he can't stop. Amen. All you have to do is just, you know, it's like them little robots we used to get. When they don't get them no more, but that take us back a long way. I might tell you my age. Them little robots you used to get, and just wind them up, and they'd hit that wall, and they just keep going till they just run out of steam. You wind that bad boy up again, and he'll do the same thing. Well, that's the way God wants us to be. Wind ourselves up, stir up the gift within us, get ourselves fired up, and just keep going. Even though there may seem to be a wall there, if you keep going, you will wear it out. How many tired of being wore out? I'm ready to wear some of this other stuff out. Amen. Joseph began to wear things down. See, and then you have to understand something. Something I neglected to mention to you. It's a possibility that Joseph wouldn't have been in all this mess in the first place if he had kept his mouth shut in the beginning. Sometimes we can talk ourselves into a mess. I'm not sure, Sister Rochelle, if I would have ran out and told my older brothers, who were already mad at me because my father just made me this beautiful coat, that I had a dream that they're going to have to bow down to me. I think I would have had to pray about that situation. I wouldn't have been so haughty and so cocky to go tell them about that. Well, he did, and it made him even madder. It's a possibility that if he had kept his mouth shut, Brother Tim, he might not have got thrown in the pit in the first place. But see, you never know. God orders the way we go. So he might have been provoked, Sister Norma, to tell his brothers what happened. Because if it didn't happen, he'd have had that same cocky attitude all his life. But once he got tossed in a pit, it has a humbling effect. Your pit has a humbling effect. You may not seem like you're in a hole, but your trouble may feel like it. But God's favor was what? God's favor was with him. God's favor is with you. And you have to remember that. Look at the fourth verse. Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him and made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hands. He gave him authority over everything that he had. Now, this is a slave who's in bondage. King just gave him authority over everything. Don't think for one minute that you can't have what you say. If you can have the faith to speak it, you got faith to take it. But you can't let people talk you out of what you already know been promised to you. Because there's always somebody there that's going to try to talk you out of your blessing. Try to talk you out of your miracle. Try to talk you out of your deliverance. Because they don't care nothing about the favor of God in your life. She didn't care nothing about the favor of God in his life. She was getting ready to try to stunt his growth. If she had succeeded, she would have stunted his growth. There are folks trying to stunt your growth in God. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Here he is. He died all up. All everything been put in his hands, and came to pass that from time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian house for Joseph's sake. And God blessed Joseph, blessed the house because of Joseph. Don't you know who you are in God? Don't you know you have to call those things that are not as though they are? Don't you know that regardless of what you're going through or what you feel or what you imagine, that you have to call those things the way you want them to be? Because whether you know it or not, you've been called and chosen by God. And if you've been called and chosen by God, every place you place your feet is blessed. Well, Lord, I don't feel like it. Who cares what you feel like? Feelings ain't got nothing to do with this. It's about the word of God. You have to stand on the word of God. You can't stand on your emotions and your feelings, because they will trick you every time. You ever sat next to somebody and your feelings and emotions told you that they didn't like you? All the time, they didn't even know who the heck you were. You sitting in church miserable, or at work miserable, worried about what somebody think about you, and they don't even know you. They ain't thought about you in passing. But you allowed your own mindset to trick you and keep you from having peace in your life. Joseph had peace in spite of, because he realized that he had the favor of God in his life. Favor works miracles. Favor ain't just a word, but it's a way of life. Favor has legs. Favor has arms. Favor has eyes. Favor has a heart. Favor is a being. Because God will cause favor, undivine favor, to work through somebody for you. God delivered him out of a pit, and now he's in the king's house. But don't think for one second, because he's got the blessing and favors on his life, that trouble ain't still there. Trouble is always going to be around you, but it's how you look at it and how you deal with it that makes it what it is. And he left, and Joseph was here. The Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was upon him, all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not all he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. I like that part, well favored, because if God will favor you, it don't matter what people think. How many understand that? Glory to God. I'm excited because I'm favored of God. You ought to start thanking God because you're favored. You ought to wake up in the morning and say, look, I'm favored by God. Huh? You don't like me, but I'm still favored. You persecute me, but I'm still favored. My pockets may be empty, but I'm still favored. I may have some pain in my body, Brother Leonard, but I'm still favored by God. And as long as I'm favored, anything can happen. Oh, my God. Joseph was a goodly person and well favored by God. Why? Because he didn't allow his trial to destroy him, but he allowed it to make him. He went from being a cocky kid to being a goodly person. Trouble don't come to destroy you, it comes to make you. But because we assume that it's here to destroy us, we walk a destructive path. Instead of walking a path knowing that, hey, this too shall pass. Come on now, it'll pass. It'll pass. Either two things going to happen, Brother Rutherford. Either it's going to pass, or you're going to come to a place in God, you're going to forget it's there. You ever been praising God and your knees was hurting, you got to praising God and forgot they hurt? Till you got home. Favor lasted as long as you allowed it to. Favor will last as long as you allow it to. Joseph decided that he was going to take this favor and he was going to run with it. Well, here comes Potiphar's wife. And she tried to put the stuff to him. And the Bible says he refused and said unto his master's wife, 8th verse, behold, my master was not what is with me in his house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in his house than I, neither has he kept, he shouldn't have told her that. The minute he told her that he was greater than she was, it was on. He told her he was greater. There's none greater than this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee. When he made that statement, baby, it was over. He had two things he was going to do if she could succeed. Die and die. You have to be careful how you use your words. I have found out that most of the trouble we get ourselves in is because of what we do and how we say it. I'm sure he could have, I know he favored by God, but I'm sure he could have found a better way to put that than he has no, I'm the greatest in this house. You don't tell no woman you're the greatest in her house. Especially if she's might possibly be the queen. Oh well. But nevertheless, he refused. And because he didn't do what she wanted him to do, he found himself in a dungeon. What does it say? And go to the verse 20, same chapter. And it says, and Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. Baby, when you went to the king's prison, you were there for one reason, to be killed. The king's holding cell was a hatchet job. Only way you got out of there was by the grace of God. But look what it says about him. Now he's been tossed into the king's prison. But the Lord was where? Did it say he was with Joseph? He was in the pit. God was with him. He got tossed into, he got kicked up a little bit and went into the house. God was with him. Well, now he's in prison. He come up, now he rolls back down. But it says God is still with him and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper. You say, well, why would God have to show Joseph mercy? Why wouldn't favor just be enough? Well, God had to show Joseph mercy because it was his mouth that got him in this situation. He told the queen he was bigger than she was. Now, I'm pretty sure she already figured that he was not going to lie with her. But all she had to do was make the accusation. Because guess what? She knew her king. And he did exactly what she knew he was going to do, toss him into prison. But God showed him mercy. Okay, Joseph, you did it again. But I'm going to show you mercy. And I'm going to show you favor too. Because now, even though you're in prison, because I've got to stand by my word. Don't you know God don't care nothing about what you say? God gonna stand by his word. Some of you should have been dead. Be laid up in hospitals and shouldn't be doing nothing. But you still here. Think about it. You are still here because of the favor of God. And you know what's so good about it? You didn't have nothing to do with it. Give me 5 more minutes. I'll be done. So gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to do what? To prosper. Now he's in prison, Sister Rochelle, still blessed. I don't know about you, but there's been a whole lot of times I felt like I was locked up. I was breathing air, but I was still locked up. I was walking on my own, but I was still locked up, Sister Lisa. I felt locked. I was locked up in trial. I was locked up in tribulation. I was locked up in hurt. I was locked up in pain. I was locked up in brokenness. I was locked up in stress. I was locked up in anxiety, but I was still favored by God. You are still favored by God. And God is with you. So you have to start talking what you want to see happen. Don't just accept anything. Joseph could have just said, okay, I had enough. Come on, wife, let's do this. You're going to have me locked up. I'm going to die anyway. But if God had already done so much for you, why do you think he's going to stop? Well, I called him and he didn't answer. And? I prayed and he didn't move. And? Maybe he didn't move because you didn't move. You want God to move, but you want to stay where you are. Okay, y'all didn't hear that. Oh, Joseph, boy, Lord made it to prosper. And you know the story. He went to prophesying in the prison and they forgot all about him and left him down there. And when the right time came, when God realized that he was ready, how many heard me? When God realized that he was now ready, he had the wisdom that he needed to do the work that God called him to do, they called on him. The king called on him. And when he got through, God gave him all of Egypt to control. He went from controlling a pit to controlling a house to controlling a prison to controlling Egypt. Because what God has for you is for you. How many heard that? What God has for you is for you. Sure, you're going to go through hell. It's going to be all kind of trial and tribulation and trouble and heartache and pain and agony you're going to have to go through. But if you do it in God, you'll realize something, that it's not that that's trying to destroy you, but it's trying to bring you to a higher realm in God so that you can see him for who he really is and be reminded that he does not change, but he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what he did yesterday, he can do today. And what he does today, he's already prepared to do tomorrow. So all you got to do is remember, I'm favored by God. You can even put another word, I am highly favored by God. You want to get serious about the matter? I'm highly favored by God. But Job, you're dying, I'm still favored by God. Joseph, you in a pit, I'm still favored by God. Abraham, you 100 years old, I'm still favored by God. Paul, you killed all kind of people, I'm still favored by God. Because the Lord will make it to prosper. And prosper just don't mean talking about your finances, but it's talking about your spiritual, your physical, and your financial. What good is being filthy rich if you're too sick to spend it? Because if I get it, I'm sure going to spend it. I'll mess around and buy him a car and buy you a car. And now I mess around and have to get a bike. But it's going to be a good one, Brother Tim. Because it's all about being a blessing. That's what Joseph learned out of this whole thing. It's about being a blessing. When his brothers came to him, he had the perfect chance to do what? To kill them bad boys. But instead, he blessed them. Because out of all his trial and tribulation and lockups and persecutions, he learned one thing. That it's better to give. My God. So he sowed into their lives instead of taking their lives. Somebody heard that. Because you so sick of somebody, you ready for them to leave here. Don't shout. Somebody gonna know who you are. But try being a blessing to them in spite of. And the favor of God will overrun you. Everybody stay. The favor of God. There's something about favor that turns the impossible into possible. I thank God for his favor. He's worthy to be praised. It's a lot of Joseph in here this morning. You feel like you in pits. Feel like you locked up in dungeons due to your circumstances and your situations. But there's a loosing power in here this morning. There's a delivering power in here this morning. If you're one of those people, I want you to come stand across this front. Don't be ashamed. Because you have to realize something. It's your life. It is your life. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh yeah. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up, yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. I fell down, but I got up. I fell down, but I got up. I fell down, but I got up. Oh yes, for a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, it's according to your word and by your power that we're here this morning, honoring you with our substance, our lives, and everything that we are. Father, I pray that you would strengthen these, Lord God, like never before, that you would prepare them for the path that's in front of them as you renew their spirits and encourage their hearts and uplift their souls. Father, I thank you this day because there is nothing that is impossible for you. For you have ability and beyond power to do things which no man can do. Lord God, I speak that the undeserved favor, the favor of God, will manifest itself in their lives, bringing them to a place, Lord God, where they realize that all things are possible unto them that believe. Father, this morning as we touch and agree, you're going to stir up the gift within them. And you're going to bring them to a place of strength. Supernatural strength. Not normal, but supernatural. Preparing them for the battle and the journey before them. For Father, we know this is not our home. We are just sojourners traveling through. So you encourage and strengthen us. So, Father, as we pray this morning, as we touch and agree, there are things you're going to do down in their lives, Lord God, that they have never apprehended, but they shall see it manifest, and they shall see it come to pass. Father, I thank you right now, in the name of Jesus, for moving by your Spirit. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up, oh yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. Yes, Lord. We fall down, thank you, Jesus. But we get up, we fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up, oh yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh yes, for our saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. We fall down.